The Department of Homeland Security may be missing the mark when it comes to measuring risk. A new progress report from the National Research Council finds that DHS doesn't have everything it needs for risk analysis and decision-making in some key areas, including critical infrastructure protection and terrorism risk assessment. On the flip side, the council found a good structure in place to plan for natural disasters. John Ahern chairs the committee that wrote this report. He joins us now with more details and the group's recommendations. Good morning. Thanks for being with us.
You're welcome.
So it seems like the critical functions that DHS was created for aren't being addressed properly. Tell us some of the specifics of what you found in your report.
Okay, we were looking at just risk analysis because Congress had asked the national academies to look at how does DHS use risk analysis, because the previous secretary and the current secretary have said that they're going to base their major decisions on risk analysis. So what we found out, first, the basic framework they put in place, that is, the risk is made up of threat, how vulnerable are things like bridges, airports, and so forth, and how much damage would be caused if the threat came about. That basic framework is fine. And they've done a reasonably good job on natural disasters, floods, tornadoes, hurricanes, but a very poor job on handling and analyzing terrorist threats. Now, that's much harder to do because the data on natural hazards, there is a lot of that, historical data. There's very poor data on terrorism. And one of the most important features of handling terrorism is you have an intelligent adversary. And that DHS has not yet figured out how to incorporate in any way that we thought was doing well. We also felt that the models that they use and the analyses they use are very poorly documented. In good scientific practice, that if you're using a model, the model is... documents are available. Other people can look at it and figure out how it works. Most of the models we looked at for DHS, you can't do that. Also, they have done very little peer review of the models. They have done very little of checking, are the models producing correct results? Finally, several of the models are proprietary. That is, they're owned by the contractors that built it. And so it's very difficult for even some of the DHS people to find out what's going on inside the model.
Now, that last point that you just brought up about the
proprietary.
Vendor-owned.
The vendor-owned models. That seems like that would be a really easy fix, doesn't it? I mean, can't they get around that?
I'm not a contract specialist, so I can't say how hard it is to get around something. When a company develops a model and they own it, I don't know what kind of contractual provisions were put in by DHS when they contracted the company to develop that model.
I see.
That's a real legal issue.
Now, with respect to the models, it seems like DHS should have enough informational input to feed into the models, because they seem to be awash in information, and part of the problem is just getting it shared. It seems like the model might be a good place for information sharing to take place. Is that what you found in the report or not?
Well, let me first back up there. They are not awash in data on activities. I mean, they have certainly a lot of data on natural disasters, and that's not a problem we ran into, that they are sharing that kind of data. But the terrorism threat, which is what much of their analyses and efforts are weighted towards, they are doing a very poor job on that. They have very little information. One of the things that they were trying to do is to develop one model that can handle both natural hazards and terrorist threats, and we concluded that's not possible. And so we recommend they don't do that. Now, another area we found they were weak in is looking at the effects on society, including economic impacts, even of natural hazards, and particularly on terrorist attacks. So we thought they should do more work on trying to understand those and incorporate those in their analyses.
John Ahern chairs the committee that wrote the National Research Council report on DHS's risk analysis. It makes sense that the X factors would cause that lack of data because there are a lot of variables that you just can't predict. I get that. But when it comes to an outcome or when it comes to impact on society or what you just mentioned, that seems definitely fixable. Is that why you recommend?
That is certainly, there's a lot of research that has been done, but it's just not incorporated into DHS's analysis.
And
we think that is fixable.
And a final question, if this model or a model fell into the hands of the bad guys, or if they were aware of how it worked and they could figure it out, could that also tilt the playing field in favor of the terrorists if they knew that they could influence the model by knowing how it works?
Well, so that's a complicated question in the first place. Maybe the terrorists are smarter than the people that are running the model now, but the people who are running the model now in many cases don't understand how it works. It's possible if they found out that a particular model was being used to plan where defenses are going to be put up around something like a bridge, it's possible that they could then run that model and figure out where those might be. But we didn't see any indication that that was something that DHS has thought has happened, and we did not address what might happen if the terrorists did get hold of a model. We were so disturbed by the weakness of the models. For example, we ended up saying that until the improvements that we recommend be made, and this is now a quote, only low confidence should be placed in most of the risk analyses conducted by DHS.
Fascinating.
John Ahern is the executive director emeritus at Sigma Xi Research Triangle Park in North Carolina and Duke University in Durham. He is the chair of the committee that wrote the report, the National Research Council report on Department of Homeland Security risk analysis. Mr. Ahern, thank you so much for joining us this morning and enlightening us. And we hope to touch base with you on this again soon.